House Republican Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones says the 1.57% millage rate increase would violate a state law freezing the county's property tax rate until the beginning of 2015.
That law, which I authored last year, was passed, and it is based on a local constitutional amendment that was passed in the 50s, reauthorized in the 80s, and unequivocally, definitively gives the legislature the authority to stop the Fulton County Commission from raising its millage rate.
Representative Jones is currently in talks with legislative legal counsel and plans to speak with the Georgia Attorney General. She says if county commissioners finalize the millage rate later this year, there will be legal consequences. But Fulton Commission Chairman John Eaves told WABE's Dennis O'Hare the commission made cuts to its budget and needed the tax increase to maintain county services. Eaves says the state legislature intervened at an unprecedented level, and he believes the county is on firm legal ground.
If it has to come down to some sort of legal fight, we'll do it. Our sovereignty as a local jurisdiction is at stake, and we're not going to allow state legislators who are a step removed from our local citizens to dictate what we can do.
The bill to cap the county's property tax rate was part of an effort by North Fulton lawmakers, hoping to reduce the thumbprint of Fulton County and recreate a North Milton County. The Georgia Attorney General's office declined to comment on the matter. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.